something on that.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now niggas can't answer calls cause I'm all in. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, these niggas salty. All this designer on my body got me drip, drip. And straight up out the objects, I'm a big crip. If I got up on a lean, I'm a sip, sip. I run the racks up with my queen, like London and Nip. But I got rich on all these niggas, I need it for get back. I had to go.
Let me cut the beat, let me cut the beat, let me cut the beat. Let me cut the beat, let me cut the beat. It's your favorite Thug Minister back with another episode. What's up, y'all? Oh my God, like, it's been so long. It feel like so long that I've been here. But look, I'm just glad that I'm back. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed their holidays. I don't even know where to start right now. Let me tell y'all something, though. I didn't try to record this intro, like, a million times. But I think I finally got it now without fucking up. So, dive in. We finna get to a whole bunch of stuff. I want to give a couple shout-outs to some people. And I want to give some thanks to some people as well. My mom just graduated with her master's in law of education. Let me drop a bomb for that. I'm happy of her. I'm proud of her for that. I don't know even where to start, you guys. I don't even know where to start. It's just so much stuff I want to catch up with you guys and talk about, because I know a lot of people are waiting for my next episode. I know people actually listen to me. I didn't really realize I had that big of a platform. Let me drop a bomb for that. Like, it's a lot of people tell me, like, I'm so relatable. They like listening to it. It's not, they don't feel like they listening to, like, somebody teach and all that good stuff. So I'm just glad y'all fucking with me. Just that's all. And even though I do spiritual work, I'm still myself. You know what I'm talking about? What else I want to talk about? I want to give a shout out to one of my clients that came to me the other day. His name is Trey, just like my name. We got the same name. But what was so interesting about Trey coming to me was, you know, he wasn't referred to me from somebody. You know, most people are referred to me from somebody. Most people come to me from Voodoo Priestman's page. Shout out to anybody who has listened to our last episode together. That's really good. But anyway, it's different ways people come to me or they find my page. But Trey was on Spotify, I think, and he told me that he was listening to somebody else's podcast, but it wasn't resonating with him, and he cut it off in the middle of it. And he, you know, was like, you know, I wasn't really, you know, liking what she was saying. And then I typed in African spirituality, and you popped up. That's what he told me. And I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, he told me he listened to all my episodes, and he just really been fucking with me ever since. And let me just drop a bomb for that. Oopsie got him hooked like Sonic, sis. My podcast got him hooked like Phonics, sis. That's what I'm talking about. Those are lyrics. But, no, he's been hooked ever since. And, you know, he really enjoyed it. And, you know, he reached out for a reading from me. And what was interesting with this was, you know, he was telling me some stuff about himself. And, you know, it reminded me of me when I first started my spiritual path. And I didn't know much about my ancestors. But then, you know, they came around me and they, you know, they started to introduce themselves to me. And I told him during his reading, you know, I was like, I was connecting with his ancestors. And I told him, I said, yo, I think they're telling me they're from Nigeria. Something about Nigeria keeps coming to my mind. And he was like, you know, this funny you say that, because a couple weeks ago, let me say like 2 weeks ago, that he said that he got a DNA test, one of those little DNA tests, or he went to go have a DNA test done to find out like where is, you know, where his bloodline is or something. And 85% of it came back that it was Nigeria. I was like, boy, confirmation, yes or no? Yes or no? Can I get a you know what I'm talking about? Woo! But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So that was, you know, confirmation for him, confirmation for me as well. And, you know, I really helped him. We was over the phone for like over an hour, you know, and I really, really liked his energy. And I hope that I heard from him again. I hope that he's actually listening to this podcast. So, Trey, you know, I'm talking about you. So yeah, shout out to my mom. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but shout out to my mom for graduating again with her law of education. Is that right? Yeah, her law of education. This is her master's degree in this, but she already has her PhD in education. So this is just a step further for her. So I'm just really, really proud of her for that, for doing that. Is there anything else I want to mention? It's a whole lot of stuff I want to catch up with you guys and tell you. Oh, excuse me. There's a whole lot of stuff I want to tell you guys and just talk to you guys about. I'm going to stop this part right here, and then I'm going to go roll me up an Indian cigarette, and then I'm going to come back, and then we're just going to chill and talk. Like, you know, we're chilling on the front porch and stuff. You know, this is your favorite thug minister just giving you a rundown. Oh, tell them clowns to give me the rundown. What's the fun now? Oh, that was the Nicki lyrics. Oh, my God. Okay, let me stop playing with y'all. Just a little intro. I'm finna roll me up an Indian cigarette. We're going to come back and then we're going to hop into some topics that I want to talk about. I want to talk about a couple things from my last podcast with Voodoo Priest, man. I want to talk about the difference between voodoo and hoodoo. And then I have the streets want to know what the fuck is going up with some of these people out here. So I'm going to speak on what the streets want to know, too. So let me go roll this up and I'm going to be back, y'all.
Back again, back to back, made back, stack the M's. Told him I'm a Slim Shady, bag the M. Once he
go black, he be back again. Tell them girls that it's crunch time, abdomen. Yes, I can't imagine now, imagine. She did it again, imagine. About to make these bum witches mad again. Okay, y'all, I'm back. Let me stop goofing around. Okay, I'm back, y'all. Now, I had to get myself together and collect myself and be more I feel like more direct with what I was trying to say, because sometimes my energy is all over the place, I feel like. But that's just because I'm like so jittery. I don't know why I'm so jittery. And then I feel like sometimes I'm talking to myself while I do my podcast. And then sometimes I realize I'm not really talking to myself. It's like almost 1,000 people clicking plays on these. So, you know, I'm kind of like, ooh, okay, pull myself together. All right, but let's go ahead and hop into these topics and stuff I want to talk about. I want to first, because I got this stuff on the docket, child. I got all this stuff on the docket. I got it all on the docket. Let me, hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some cake in it. I'm finna go to my list of goodies that I have. Okay. Ooh, excuse me. I'm just regular coughing. That's not the smoke cough. That's just me coughing. I want to talk about the power of the mindset. Things you can manifest. Hoodoo versus voodoo. Your Orisha parents, and your Metet, and how to connect with your ancestors. So, I don't know if I'm going to have time to get into all these things in this podcast, but we're going to get into some things. So, let me just go ahead and go to Google right quick. Let's go ahead and hop into it. But let me also go ahead and go to Google, because I deal in receipts and I deal in facts. And I'm real receipt-based. And I want to start off with hoodoo versus voodoo. Because you can get into a big debate online about hoodoo and different things, but I'm just going to give you my perspective and Google's perspective on it, because you can get into, like I said, a big debate about it. So let me just go ahead and read this for you. It says, hoodoo is a traditional African-American spirituality that has developed from a number of West African spiritual traditions and beliefs. Okay? So let me read that again for you. It says, hoodoo is a traditional African-American spirituality that has developed from a number of West African spiritual traditions and beliefs. So I get a lot of questions in my DMs asking me, can I practice hoodoo? Can I practice? And majority of the people that be asking me are black. All of the people that be asking me are black. If you black, yes, your black ass can do hoodoo. Don't ask me no more if your black ass can do some hoodoo, because yes, you can. You can. Okay? Because this is something our ancestors was doing. Okay, now let me go ahead and just break this down for you, because it also says hoodoo is a mixture of African religious practices created by enslaved Africans in the New World. okay? Because during slavery, our ancestors, you know, were took from West Africa and the tribes were mixed. A lot of things became mixed. And because of suppression, because we were suppressed by the slave masters, the Europeans, we could not practice our, you know, our African religions. So, you know, hoodoo is really conjured root work. It's not a religion. Now, let me go ahead and let me break this down for you. Because people will say hoodoo is a religion. There is no set of spirits that are connected with hoodoo, but your ancestors. Your ancestors are connected to hoodoo. That's why you can do hoodoo, because you're black. You know what I'm saying? And your black ancestors did conjure a root work. I'm pretty sure somewhere down your line, you have a black root worker or conjure with you. Not necessarily always you have that root worker or that ancestor that walks directly with you. Some people are next to, or born and they have those spirits that walk with them because they serve a certain purpose. But I'm pretty sure along down your lineage somewhere, you got a root worker or somebody who did conjure. So yes, you can do hoodoo. Now, when it comes to voodoo, voodoo is a structure. Voodoo is a religion. There's a set of spirits behind voodoo, and those spirits are the Lawa, the Papa Legba, usually Dantor, or Freda, for example. So those are spirits that are connected to voodoo. And then you also have your ancestors. You know, you honor your ancestors and you worship the Lawa. And yes, there's rules behind it. In hoodoo, there's no rules. You know, you can really freestyle. And back then, like, for example, okay, let me give you another example, because I can talk on this all day. In hoodoo, you can do candle magic. And even though there's candle magic plenty of places, hoodoo is, how do I explain this? It's conjure, it's root work. You doing magic and you, aka magic. I don't like to use the term magic, but you do magic and you work with your ancestors, you know. You put your, you can also use the Bible. You also use Psalms in it as well. So you could, like I said, it's a merge. Hoodoo is a merge of different belief systems. You know what I'm saying? Because just like that, but then some people who do hoodoo might not use, you know, the Bible. But, you know, the Bible comes from another religion. But you see how it's merged into hoodoo? You can do different things in your practices when it comes to hoodoo. And voodoo, it's a way that you do it. It's a structure behind it. You have different ceremonies, different rituals, and different things that you do. So that's why people often get, like, what's the difference between voodoo and hoodoo? And da-da? Because the names sound similar, but one's a religion, one's not. Okay, so you can get to a big debate like, oh, is it a religion or da-da-da-da-da? Like, yes, hoodoo do have your ancestors connected to it, but it's not a religion. It's not a religion. So let's go ahead and move on to the next one, because I don't want to, like, try to get too much into it, because I'm gonna gaze off into something totally else, and I got to stay focused. So let's go ahead and move on to what's next on the docket. Let's go ahead and talk about how to connect with your ancestors, because I get people who ask me that too. How to connect with your ancestors. And I'm going to tell you what I did to connect with my ancestors. So I'm going to just give you some free game. So let me give you some free game. Okay, kick your feet up, roll your blunt up. Let's go ahead and take off. So what I did with my ancestors when I started connecting with them, because me personally, I don't know anybody. I don't know any of my ancestors. I never knew any of my ancestors in this, like, physically. Okay, so physically I didn't know any of my ancestors. I only know of my granny, so I knew physically that crossover. So once I got my readings done, you know, I went to, well, people I trusted, you know, stuff would come through, and I began to, what I felt like I needed to do, and didn't nobody tell me to do it. I kind of felt led to do it. Was make my altar, and I made my altar, and on this altar I had different elements. I had water, I had fire, candles, I had my incense, I had dirt, I advise everybody, if you're going to make an altar, to buy dirt, to go buy you some dirt. Don't pick dirt up from a random place or anywhere, not even from outside your house, because I picked dirt up. I picked dirt up from outside my duplex before, and which is a condo. It's a really big condo, and I picked dirt up from outside my home, and I kind of pissed the spirit off. I got told in one of my readings, because I was having really, really bad headaches, and I felt like it was a spirit. I felt like it was an older spirit. Older lady, but I was like, why would my granny be giving me headaches? But anyway, I kind of found out I, you know, pissed off a spirit because I picked up the dirt. And I was like, bro, it was outside my doorstep. You know, just like that. You know, just something so easy. So I tell everybody to go buy dirt so you don't piss no spirit off, you know, or do something. Because I was fortunate enough to know I put myself in that situation. And then I had to go get the reading to try to figure out where that happened from. But everybody's not that fortunate to, you know, cross a spirit or do something to a spirit. And then some people, you just don't know. So just don't go buy dirt. And so you can be safe on the safe side. And that's it. But I had these different elements on my altar, and I put everything on there. You know, I even had the Bible on there, candles, incense, all and different personal items. You know, I feel like my ancestors were like, and I went there. You know, I introduced myself to them, and I was lucky enough. I was fortunate enough. My first couple of times of going to my altar, I heard things back, and then once I got my divinations, from one of my elders, a lot of the stuff that I was hearing and I, you know, was actually right, you know. And she was like, oh, they've been coming to you at the altar. They've been saying this, they've been saying that. And I was laughing like, oh my God, yes. Because I was at my ancestors come to me when I'm at my altar. So when I first started going to my altar, you know, they started appearing themselves very quickly, you know. But some people, ancestors might not come so quickly. So you give it time and you go to your altar and you pray to them, you introduce yourself and you wait. And you know, you say, you just listen. You know what I'm saying? You just listen. You wait. You meditate right there. And then you invite the good ancestors, the ones that mean the best for you, the ones that want to see you succeed, the one, because you don't want to invite a negative ancestor, you know, that was a murderer or a rapist or something, or, you know, something, you know, bad, because they can cause havoc in your life. So you just want to invite the good ones around you so you can feel the blessings and get the, you know, so you want to do that. And like I said, you go, and as time go on, they will introduce themselves to you. You will have dreams. I had several dreams of my ancestors. I have had ancestors that actually ran away from their slave masters before. Very badass. Very, very badass ancestors. I was like, whoo, child. Like, they just showed me some stuff before. Yeah. But, like, you have certain dreams, or you will have visions. I have visions a lot. But like I said, if you continue to go to your altar and you continue to build that relationship with them, you start to see changes happen, stuff move in your life. So I tell you, that's how you connect with them. You can go out in nature. Some people go out in nature and stuff. I don't do that because I don't like bugs. But if nature is your thing, then hell, I can't stop you. But nature is good for some people. Going by the water. I'd like going by the water. I wouldn't mind going by the sitting by the water. I like to sit, but you can't put me in no damn boat. My black head saying, I ain't doing it. But I could, but you know, sometimes I've heard that sometimes why some black people don't like water is because of the ancestral, how I explain this? Because the ancestral things that have happened to them when they was crossing the water, and a lot of stuff, you know, bad things has happened. So that's why a lot of black people don't fuck with the water like that. So, and once that hit me, that really, like, almost damn near made me cry, because I was like, no wonder why I don't like the water. You can't put me in the boat for no god, for you know, making me like dry the boat, girl, bullshit. You gonna shit. I sit from this land over here, but I wouldn't mind sitting next to it. It's fun to look at it. But yeah, that's that. We, you know, us as descendants have to go ahead and overcome some fears and heal those ancestral pains that we have. So, you know, I'm going to overcome that fear when it's time. I really will. And I'm kind of get emotional thinking about it, because I know for a fact that's why I don't like water. I sometimes have nightmares about, like, drowning and stuff. But that's a whole nother thing. But that's how you connect with your ancestors and stuff. And, you know, yeah, and like I said, they will appear to themselves. And you go from there. And get divinations, too. Because once I was getting my divinations, I would get told, like, oh, yeah, your ancestors, you know, you've been doing your job. You've been working hard. And they see you. And now they coming around more. And, you know, my neck used to get real, real tense often because my ancestors were around me and I never knew why. Like, if I felt like I had a really bad crook in my neck, I couldn't turn my neck left or right for shit because I felt like I was going to break it if I turned it too hard. And then I got told in the reading, she was like, the reason why your neck is so tense like that is because you got your ancestors around you and you're praying to them, but you're not sending them back. You're not closing the door. And I was like, oh, she was like, yeah, tell them that it's okay to go. Tell them it's okay to go because, like, some of them are still lingering around. And I was like, okay. So, you know, you have to learn. You have to process, you know, to close that door, send them back. Like, yo, hi, ancestors. It's okay to come. Okay, bye, ancestors. I'm done talking now. You can go back. You know, open, close that door. Because some of them would kick it and kick their feet and stay around. So that's how you connect with your ancestors. Let me go get a cup of water. I'm going to be back, guys, and then we're going to go ahead and continue our conversation. So go ahead and make sure y'all got y'all blunts ready. Or I hope y'all smoking it now. Okay, guys, so let's go ahead and talk about the power of manifestation, speaking things into existence, and like the power of the tongues, basically. I'm going to use this as an example. But first of all, thank you to everybody who has listened to the last episode of Voodoo Priest Man, and now you're listening to my fourth episode. So I thank you guys so much. But for those of you that don't know, Voodoo Priest Man is my spiritual father. That is the person that has took me up under his wing and who is teaching me stuff about my religion now as well too. That's who I go to when I have questions. So I remember being in a position of, how I say this, because I'm still in this position as a student, as a learner. So I don't want to never come off as like I'm never not that. But I remember being in a position of where he didn't know who I was. Okay. So I want to tell you that before Ancestors Wisdom exists, I looked up to a couple of people on the different spiritual practitioners in voodoo online. Not many of them, but my discernment as well is strong, and I know who is authentic and who is not. Who is, you know, because some people give bullshit online. But it was three Hoodoo sisters and Voodoo Priest Man, and I gravitated toward these people. And I remember, you know, looking back, like, wow, you know, I'm, you know, looking up to these people. I can't wait to be a priest in my religion and da 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 da. And now I'm in a position on Ancestors Wisdom where I can reach out to either or and they know who I am. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm still a student always. I'm still somebody. I'm still looking up to them, but I'm like in a different position where they know who I am. And then not only that, Voodoo Priestman then took me up under his wing. So I want to speak on the power of this manifestation, but let me give you guys, let me play a clip for you. Let me play a clip.
I am so proud of you. Very, very proud of you. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, I played that clip for this to be an example of power of manifestation. Okay. Like I said, I remember being in a position before where I looked up to these people. Now I'm, you know, he took me up under his wing now. For him to tell me that means a lot. He sees the potential that I can, you know, become a priest. And just like the spirits see the same thing as well. So I remember talking to my friend and telling her, like, yo, you know, Voodoo Priest Man, da 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 this, da da. This is all before I made Ancestors Wisdom. But I remember telling her, like, yo, he's so knowledgeable. I just watched his video and he said some real ass shit that I agreed with. I was listening to his podcast. I remember looking at Three Hoodoo Sisters on YouTube, and she was doing her readings, and she was cussing, talking her shit, being messy, and I was just like, yo, I act just like that, and me and her the same fire sign. It was just like, it was just so, it was like, I just really, like, I fucked with the energy that they was bringing, and then for me to, for me to know them, or, and then especially to, I can communicate with Voodoo Priest Man, it's just, it blows my mind. And like I said, I remember telling her, my friend, like, what if, listen, what if, I kept saying what if, not knowing my spirits was making it align. They were already working on it. And I kept saying, what if I met him or I got a reading from him? And I was, I told her, I said, what if I met him? But then I was like, I said, fuck it. I'm gonna just save my money and I'm gonna get a reading from him. I'm gonna drop the little honey and get. I'm gonna get that reading from him. So, I was like, I told her, I'm gonna get the reading from him. And we were just talking. I was like, but I just kept thinking, like, what if I could, like, actually learn something from him? But I always thought, like, who would be, you know, the person that, you know, that's gonna teach me and do all this other stuff? Cause my ancestors said no. But my ancestors know, boy, how I feel about certain things. So I made Ancestors Wisdom, and you know, lo and behold, I ended up meeting Voodoo Priest Man. And who the fuck would have ever thought I would have made a podcast with him? Literally. Like, I went from looking up to somebody watching your YouTube videos, following you on my personal page, and then when I finally transitioned and built enough courage to make Ancestors Wisdom, I met you. You found me, and you thought you liked what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? You came to my page and was leaving. Like, that means so much. That means so, so much. So, but nobody ever knew that. Back into my mind, but my friend knew that I, like, what if I met him, and what if, like, he taught me something. Like, nobody ever knew. I never knew in a million years. So I'd use this as an example of power of manifestation. Anything that you want, you think about, that you can make that happen. If you have a connection with your ancestors, they will make a way for you. They will get it done for you. Like, there's no need to worry about it. There's no need to stress about it. Because I'm telling you, I have not worried about nothing since 2017. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not worry about nothing since... You want me dead, that's honest with y'all? I did not worry about nothing since 2017. I did not at all. And that's the honest truth, bro. I can start crying right now. That's the truth. I have not had, like, a straight worry, like... Oh my God, I don't know, like, since 2017. Yeah, because my ancestors have been, since I got my spirit, they have took care of me. Any questions that I had, they have answered it, or they have physically made it happen. Like, they done made the appearance or brought the people that can make it happen for me. So, this power of manifestation, I tell you that. The power of thought and having a relationship with your ancestors. How about that? Catch me outside. But yes, I encourage you guys to really think positive about, you know, your goals and your ambitions, and don't always, you know, tell the world about what you're going to do or how you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Because not everybody has the best intentions for you. Some people are will evil eye you, or some people will, you know, curse you on their ways or wish you bad luck, or, and that shit matters. That shit will, you know, that will slow down your blessing, you know, telling people that despise you or envy you low key. You know what I'm saying? Keep it, you know, tell people who are close to you, you know, so they actually mean the best for you. You know what I'm saying? Write it down, put a vision board up or something, you know, make it happen, because it can happen. But just be careful who you tell, because you don't want everybody wishing you no bad luck. You don't want that. You got to protect your energy and protect your space and protect your goals. I want to tell you about that, because I don't know how much I can stress this power of manifestation part with you guys. That's why I kind of saved it for, like, the middle towards the end, because it is, this part is like so powerful. Like, and I don't want people to think I come across cocky sometimes, or I come across like I'm better than anybody. But no, I speak highly of myself, and I speak that, I talk big shit over myself, because if nobody will, who else? I speak certain things over myself, like I'm the best at what I do, whatever I do, because I am. I'm the best at, I'm the best reader. I am. I'm the best page. I am. Because you know why? When I am. You know why? Because it's going to happen. I'm going to speak this positive energy over myself. I'm going to speak this confidence over myself. You know what I'm saying? You got to boost yourself up. Give yourself that confidence. Love yourself. It's not being like, oh, I'm not saying I'm better than you. It's just saying, be good at what you at. That's all. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that at all. And be, and like I said, and speak it over yourself. You know what I'm saying? I spoke a lot of things into my life. I did. I also, this is why I have a strong connection with Nicki Minaj as well, because I watched her speak a lot of things into her life. And this is before she got famous. So I don't want to say too much, speak too much on Nicki, but before she got famous, she spoke, and I watched this since 2007 before she got mainstream. She spoke a lot of stuff. I'm going to be the best at this. I'm going to be the best this or that. And look at where she at now. She got an album out called Queen. I mean, one more. I watched her speak it, and then I literally spoke me into me, my godfather, into existence, and it happened. So I use that as the example for you guys to follow. And I hope you guys can at least look at my life, or not even, not my life, but look at some of my stories that I share with you guys, and, you know, take bits and pieces, or, you know, different ways that I did different things, or how, because I really spoke a lot of my stuff into existence, or like I said, and take different tips that I leave, and, like, you know, just put it all in your pot and then swirl it up and make your own gumbo. You ain't gotta do everything the same way I did. You ain't gotta follow my recipe. You ain't gotta follow my pink print, my voodoo print. You ain't gotta follow mine, all, you know, exactly, but you can make your own print and do it your way. But, you know, it's always okay to take, like, tips or bits and pieces for something, you know, and make it fit for you. So, like I said, I encourage you guys to really manifest what you want. Like, don't ever fucking think you can't do it, bro. Like, I'm telling you, I would have never thought I would have been doing a podcast with Voodoo Priest Man. I would have never thought. Never, ever thought. And, like, I can text him right now and be like, yo, I got a question. But, hell, I ain't even got a text. I don't even have to text him and be like, yo, I got a question. I can text him and be like, what's up? Like, come on. So, I would have never thought that would have happened. So, you can manifest any goddamn thing you want, okay? So, let's go ahead and move on, because I have one more thing I have to talk about before I have to go do these spells. I don't know, did I talk about Arisha parents and Lawa? Okay, let me just go ahead and talk about Arisha parents and Lawa. I don't know the difference in Arisha about your I don't know, like, about Arisha in Centilia or Ifa or something or anything like that, but all I know is, like, you have to go to the, like, if you want to know who your head is, who owns your head, you have to go to the mat. Like, you have to go through a ceremony to find that out or something like that. I don't really know. So I'm not even going to try to even speak on something I don't know. So people can try to, no. So let's go ahead and move on to Matet. Like, but these are similar things, though. And that's why I said, you have to go to, that's why I said, thank you to anybody who has listened to the last episode, because you, with Voodoo Priestman, because you already heard some of these things that I'm already talking about. So with Matet and Arisha, you know, can't nobody really tell you that through tarot. You know, the tarot cards. You have to go through certain ceremonies. And in voodoo, it is your Matet is who owns the Lawa that holds your head. So you have to go through a ceremony of a head washing, and then you have to lay in white for hours. And then you, it's a lot. So, and then you can't even speak on a lot of these things that go on in the ceremonies as well, too. So, can't do that, too. So, Yeah, like I said, that's how you'll find out. So don't rush to try to find out, oh, which Lil Y is around me? Which Lil Y has my hit? Which Arisha has my hit? You better build that connection with your ancestors first, and then they're going to guide you to the right person that's going to show you who your Arisha or who your Lil Y is. I'm trying to tell y'all, when I first got started, I did not worry about a deity. I was just worried about my ancestors, and then literally they took care of everything else. That's why I say I have not worried about nothing since 2017. Like, I kid you not, I have been fine. So tell you guys that. Is there anything else I would like to say? Because I'm going to go ahead and close out, guys, because I have some stuff I have to take care of. I have some client work I have to do. No, I think that's about it. I really do. Until my next podcast, when I have another episode and stuff, you know, I want to thank you guys for, like, listening and tuning back in to another episode of Ancestors Wisdom. Yes, it was me by myself this time. I just feel like I had to go ahead and put myself out here so you guys can hear how I speak by myself. But, whatever. So, thank you guys for listening. I have some client work I have to go do. Book spell work with me, you guys. If you need anything, I'm open for readings as well. I also want to say, Ancestors Wisdom really finna be taking off 2020. I got big things popping, little things stopping. I'm finna play that right now. You got me messed up. I'm finna play that right now because that's finna be our exiting song right now. That's gonna be our exiting song because Ancestors Wisdom has some new items and new spell work coming to the menu. I'm going to be offering different reading styles and more spell work as well too, once I get comfortable, once I get settled in and ready for it. So that will be coming. I want to continue to tell you guys thank you for supporting me. Continue to book with me, book readings and spell works. I'm always open for constellations as well. And if you have any spiritual questions, don't hesitate to DM me. Okay? Like, don't. We got big shit popping and little shit stopping 2020. And like I said, we was going to end off with some T.I. So that's what the fuck we finna do. Your thug minister is out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.